It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, friends. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. That's me. So I was on an exec team retreat for an organization I used to work for, and our team coach had us journal about a bunch of prompts and then share our answers with each other. There was certainly value in my writing responses to the questions, but the greater value was in hearing the other team members share their responses. After talking about our own personal commitments to ourselves, then expressing individualized commitments to one another, this was a pretty emotion-choked and vulnerable time for all of us, as you can imagine, as we spoke into what we know about each other and what had been expressed in the first 24 hours of the retreat. Following all that, we went into a time of talking about and learning about giving and receiving feedback, especially difficult feedback. It was actually fantastic. But to get things going, we journaled about 5 prompts, which I found extremely helpful. So I'd like to share those with you now. And in a spirit of vulnerability and accountability, I'll share the responses that I wrote at that time. Oh, and the header on the worksheet that we filled this out on said this: the feedback from the people around us is the best learning material we can ever have. Sometimes, however, we fear the change we will experience if we remain open enough to really hear what others have to say. Wow. Okay, prompt number 1. What feedback do you want to hear? And I wrote, I used to need to hear or desire to hear feedback about my strengths and skills, but our team has done such a great job of that in the past couple of years, I'm sensing that needs subsiding. Now I want to hear how my insights or ideas have impacted people, and I want to receive feedback on changes people are observing in me. I want to hear when people think I'm doing the things I don't want to do, like manipulate or control or come off as arrogant. Prompt 2. What do you block out or not want to hear? And I wrote, character accusations and anything I would interpret as questioning my loyalty or honesty or motives. Prompt 3. Who do you not like getting feedback from? I named a few people on my page and express those and that I struggled getting feedback from and why, but I won't list that here. But I also wrote, I don't like feedback from people from whom I perceive there's a hidden motive or agenda in the giving. Prompt 4, why have you chosen to ignore this feedback? That is, feedback you don't like receiving. And I wrote, I tend to devalue this kind of input or feedback because I think it's tainted in nature, and that at least partially invalidates it. Prompt 5, what would happen if you opened yourself up to receive it? That is, the feedback you don't like receiving. And I wrote, I would likely obsess on the mixture of partial truth and mixed motives and vacillate between dismissiveness, passive-aggressive counterattack, and feeling wounded, played out in self-pity. I might also get to the point where I learn something from it. Okay, podcast listeners, 2 applications for you to consider. First, I've seen over and over again with the hundreds of youth workers in our coaching program that leaders growing in self-awareness is more important than leaders growing in skills. Great leaders continue to pursue growth in self-awareness, and knowing what's behind how you do and don't want to receive input is a big part of self-awareness. I want to encourage you to spend some time with these 5 prompts and do some journaling yourself. Again, those 5 prompts are, what feedback do you want to hear? What do you block out or not want to hear? Who do you not like getting feedback from? Why have you chosen to ignore that feedback? And what would happen if you opened yourself up to receive it? Second application, if you're part of a team, either a church staff or the core leadership of your youth ministry, these 5 prompts would be fantastic to use together, assuming some level of safety, to both grow in self-knowledge and a deeper understanding of each other.
Youth Cartel Podcast Network.